Surprising exactly nobody, the Federal Reserve did not raise its core interest rate this month. But Fed Chair Janet Yellen left a July hike on the table, though likelihood for that is also near zero. I'm Jason Middleton, and welcome back to Techonomics. With the Fed standing still on rates and the possible exit of the United Kingdom from the European Union, investors are scanning the horizon, if you will, for safe places to stash some cash. We grabbed a wealth management director from Morgan Stanley to help us unpack this week's fiscal movements.
Jeff Trom, Morgan Stanley, Managing Director, Private Wealth Management.
Let's jump in and just talk about the Fed, because that was the two-inch headline that was not really a two-inch headline this week. Not boosting rates this month, was that a surprise at all?
No, not a surprise. I mean, if you ask people a month ago, there are a number of people who thought they might start raising rates in this part of the cycle, but our expectations were for end of the year, so not a surprise.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen, she left July on the table. Likelihood of that to me is probably around, 3%, 4%, 5%.
Yeah, I think the likelihood in July is low. As I mentioned, we expect end of year for the beginning of rate increases. But it's good for her for leaving it on the table, because they're always interpreting events. One big event that'll occur before July is the Brexit vote. I think if the Brexit vote goes in favor of Britain leaving the Eurozone, then things will be more tumultuous, less likely for a rate increase. If they stay in, there's reason to be optimistic that there could be a continued growth and increased confidence, and that could leave the door open for a rate increase. But then you flip to U.S. expectations of job growth and inflation. And I don't think we're quite there yet to justify a rate increase.
It seems extraordinary to me that the Fed is, if it's so data-driven that it can be flipped by one data point. I'm thinking specifically about last month's jobs report that came in at 38,000. A very disappointing number, but maybe an anomaly, but it pushed the doves to the forefront once again.
It does. To be fair to the Fed, I think they're looking at more than one data point. I think they're looking at actually more than five. But the big data points are the job growth, inflation, international affairs, and tensions on the market produced by whether it's domestic or international. If you look deep into inflation, oil's been a major factor over the last 2 years of creating deflation, of lowering job growth. So there are many factors that they're looking at, and I think they are data driven, and I think they've been really transparent about that.
Jeff, there are so many follow-up questions we could do with the Fed, but I'm going to stick with what you mentioned there about internationally speaking, okay? The central banks, the CBs around the world, seem to be playing a formidable role in economic policy and growth and or lack of growth. A lot of CBs are in negative range with their interest rates. So does that help the Fed pump the brakes, because we don't want to be raising rates while they're falling into negative territory?
Sure. If they have negative rates and the German 10-year bond dipped into negative rates, Japan's been at negative rates, that makes it much more difficult for us to increase rates. If we increase rates, the dollar goes up. Money will flock to the highest interest rate and the place where rates are going up. If money flocks to the dollar goes up, that makes it much more difficult for exporters. This happened to us in December. So our earnings reports for the first quarter reflected a higher dollar, and they want to be cautious about that, because if the dollar is higher, if exports are down for U.S. manufacturers, then jobs slow down in the U.S., and that's counter to what the Fed would like to see.
But I realize you're a wealth manager, but at the same time, I wonder if over the last 10 years, by my calculation, the amount of currency in the world market right now has increased 5x because of this extraordinary approach to economic policy, centralizing on the banks of the countries. So wouldn't a rate hike maybe hurt the markets a little bit, but maybe help the overall general economy, and maybe we get a little bit of pressure on inflation and maybe wage growth?
Could be the case. I think there'll be other factors that affect wage growth. Just competition for hiring will affect wage growth the most. If interest rates go up, I would expect a little bit less hiring. rather than more hiring. So I think that the primary factor in wage growth will be competition for hiring. And if rates are low, that pushes up the competition for hiring. That's how I'd summarize that.
Okay, cool. And let's pivot back to those negative interest rates that you mentioned. You know, Germany just this week fell into negative rates. What does that mean to encourage when central banks go into negative territory?
It encourages investors to look around for yield elsewhere. And if they're looking around for yield elsewhere, they can find it in stocks. They can find it in other investments. So that's the purpose of this is to get the money moving. Now, I have to say that the central banks have had this burden, U.S. specifically, because fiscal policy has not been driving the economy. With a divided house, there's less growth in fiscal policy. So a combination of fiscal policy and monetary policy would probably be healthier for the economy. But at this stage in our political cycle, it's easier for the Fed to take control. And that has dominated headlines across the world because of the central banks.
I totally agree with you. There has been a vacuum with leadership on policy. But let's play the if this, then that game. If then the House is going to stay out of it for a while longer and the Fed needs to stay in for it a little longer, what can they do to bring in all that cash that's sitting on the sidelines that's waiting to get back into the market?
Well, I think what they're trying to do with talks of the Fed governor's speeches is show that there's optimism that the economy is strong enough to increase rates. With that, they're trying to encourage investment and hiring.
Jeff, I'm sure there's something on your plate that you wanted to talk about, so I'm going to let you have the mic. Is there something on your mind?
Well, I think when there are changes, such as expectations that the rates are going to be increased a month ago, and now that's off, rates drop. And there's opportunities. I think the big opportunities are with mergers and acquisitions. We've seen more and more companies become acquired because it's less expensive either for private equity firms to take those companies private, or for larger companies with great cash flow to finance the investment in smaller companies. So M&A is stimulated by these lower rates. And I think also the consumer. I think the typical consumer is now going to look around again and say, can I refinance my mortgage? And will that lead to better household cash flow? In turn, will that lead to either more spending or more investment? I think that's the bright side of interest rates dropping.
You've hit a nail on the head for sure, because just this week, the 30-year fixed went to a 3-year low at 3.54%. So,
yes, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury is at a low not seen since June of 2012. So I think we'll see a lot of refinancing.
All right, maybe we'll see that cash flow come back to the market after all.
I hope so.
Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for your time. Great perspectives. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Jason. I always appreciate your time.
That was Jeff Traum, Managing Director of Wealth Management for Morgan Stanley in Menlo Park. And this has been Techonomics. We unpacked the Fed this week, Apple's prospects, and whether or not Facebook will swipe right when it comes to Twitter. Listen in next Sunday at noon for more Techonomics. Thanks to our producer, Mud Wilcox. I'm Jason Middleton. Please consider giving a show host a follow at KGO Jason on Twitter. Hope you're back next Sunday at noon for another hour of Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.